This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Naxalism does not benefit anyone and that only peace can pave the way for development. Addressing the closing ceremony of the Bastar Olympics in Jagdalpur, Chhattisgarh, he reiterated the government's resolve to end Naxalism by March 31, 2026. He said the centre has decided to transform Chhattisgarh's Bastar division into the most developed tribal region in the country over the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years, we have decided to make Bastar the country's most developed tribal division. In this endeavor, the Chhattisgarh government under the leadership of Sri Vishnudev Sai and the government of India under the leadership of our Prime Minister Narendra Modi will move forward shoulder to shoulder to make Bastar a developed Bastar.
Viksit Bastar banane ke liye hum aage badhenge.
The Home Minister appealed to those still associated with the outlawed Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream of society. Union Textiles Minister Giriraj Singh has said that the handicrafts industry accounts for exports worth around 50,000 crore rupees and is expected to grow 1 lakh crore rupees soon. Mr. Singh said this while inaugurating the third edition of Crafted for the Future event in New Delhi. He said that the youth today understands the traditional craft and are presenting contemporary products that are relevant to global audiences. The minister added that the government has partnered with 100 artisans under the hub and scope model to export handicrafts products across the world. In West Bengal, the additional chief electoral officer, Mr. Arindam Niyogi, has said that more than 31 lakh people may be called for hearing in the claims and objection phase of the SIR process. More than 58 lakh enumeration forms have been identified as uncollectible in the state. Special role observers are touring the states for cross-check of submitted enumeration forms and other related SIR process. Delhi government's Directorate of Education has directed all schools to conduct classes up to 9 and 11th in hybrid mode after Commission for Air Quality Management invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan as the air quality index near the severe plus mark at 450. This order was issued in compliance with the restriction imposed by the CAQM under Stage 4 of GRAP in the national capital. All heads of schools have been directed to disseminate this information to the parents and guardians of the students immediately. Amid deteriorating air quality in Delhi NCR, Commission for Air Quality Management has invoked Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan after the air quality index neared the severe plus mark at 450 yesterday. The AQI of Delhi, which was recorded as 431 yesterday at 4 p.m., exhibited an increasing trend and has been recorded as 446 at 6 p.m. on the date, owing to slow wind speed, stable atmosphere, unfavorable weather parameters and meteorological conditions and lack of dispersal of pollutants. India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions at isolated places over interior Karnataka and Telangana today. Dense fog conditions are also expected to prevail today over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. IMD said that thunderstorms and lightning conditions are expected in parts of the Andaman and Nicobar Islands till the 15th of this month. In Squash World Cup 2025, India stormed into the finals after defeating defending champions Egypt in the semi-finals in Chennai last evening. The hosts registered a 3-0 win over Egypt to register their best ever performance in the Squash World Cup, having already won a bronze in the 2023 edition. National champion Velavan Senthil Kumar stepped in for the hosts with a commanding 3-0 win against world number 96 Ibrahim El Kabani. The 17-year-old Anahat Singh defeated Noor Hekal 3-2, while India's top-ranked men's squash player at world number 29, Abhay Singh, went on to wrap up the game in India's favour, defeating Adam Hawal 3-1. India will face Hong Kong in the summit clash today. In men's cricket, India and South Africa head into the third T20 International in Dharamshala today with a 5-match series currently tied at 1-1. The match will begin at 7 p.m. with a third T20 set at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium. Both teams go into this match with momentum swings and plenty to prove. And that is the end of this news bulletin.